Hello. Hello, hello. Hey guys, let's get in here. I am live, doing a quick live because I have a few minutes, not a lot of time, but a few minutes. And I thought I'd come on here and talk. Oh, here we are. Okay. It looks like let's see where else I'm live. Hey guys. How's it going? Is anything going on? Is anything happening? I mean, do you guys have anything you want to tell me that's going on? Anything exciting? Anything? Well, here we are, guys. We knew this was going to happen, right? I mean, we knew this was going to happen. I said this last week when I was live. And I did like a little piece in like when I was in my car or something, that they need the indictment. They're going to do the indictment. Now, I did do a satire when we got the news that they were delaying the grand jury for a month and the meltdown of the left on that. But they switched it up on us. They tricked us. They tricked us good, guys. They got us real good. They tricked us. They said that they were adjourning for a month and then they came back and they're like, we're indicting Trump. Just kidding. So, wow. You got us. Have you noticed how this administration is constantly like throwing stuff at us? Like you want to have like a day of like just quiet peace and then bam, something happens. Bam, something happens. Oh, we're adjourning for, you know, for a month. The grand jury is adjourning. No, we're not. Just kidding. I mean, it's to keep Americans in a constant state of chaos and instability, because you have to have instability, right? I mean, that's the goal. Like, if you're paying attention, the whole goal is to cause economic stability, social instability, like just to take down this country. I mean, that's the long-term goal. Obviously, when you look at who's behind all of this, Soros and his money, this Bragg dude is backed by Soros. Money given to Soros' campaign. Okay. Soros is known for collapsing economies. It's like, he's like a Dr. Evil. Him and Klaus Schwab, they're probably sitting in a dark room somewhere having a cigar. I mean, honestly, I wouldn't be surprised if that was happening. So, but I did say this is going to happen. Like, we knew it was going to happen. They have to slam as much as they can on Trump, right? Like, this is just, it's an endless battle. Guys, and I just have a list here of some of the things. I mean, Trump is the first president to be impeached twice. Okay. Do you remember Russia, Russia, Russia through like the first 3 years of his presidency? Like, he collaborated with Russia. He's really a spy. He's in bed with Putin. Ah, and it turned out to all be false. Then we come after him with the phone call with Ukraine. Nothing wrong on that call. Then you know, peacefully protest at the Capitol, impeached again. He was the first president to be wiretapped that we know of. I'm maybe JFK in there, but you know, we don't have proof of that. But they did. They illegally spied on his campaign during the 2016 election. Like, okay. He was banned from social media. Like, he's been banned from social media. They're constantly coming after this guy. Why? Why? Why come after Trump? Why? 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 And now, first guy to ever be indicted, former president to ever be indicted. Like, it's been a constant battle. Why? Because he spent his presidency exposing the swamp. He spent his presidency exposing that the people that are supposed to be fighting and defending our country are actually adversaries of our country. He chose and believed in putting America first. He believed in making sure Americans were taken care of before we start sending billions of dollars to other countries, before we start getting involved in other countries. His whole message, his whole mission was to put America first. Well, if you're a globalist and your whole goal is to rid sovereignty amongst nations and to have a global order and a global rule, You can't have some guy out there preaching patriotism and love of country. You can't have that. They cannot have it. They're a no. And that's why you've seen it be a fight, a nonstop fight forever. I mean, it's exhausting, you guys. And here we are again. Here we are again. And to the trolls, to the lovely trolls. Trump is, no one's above the law. No one is above the law, okay? And to Nancy Pelosi, convicting Trump before he's had a trial, okay? You guys are crazy. No one is above the law. Get out of here with that. Are you serious? What about illegal drone strikes from Obama? Is no one above the law? Wiping out the Middle East while he was president illegally? Is that no one's above the law? What about Hillary Clinton and her classified documents? You know, we're much making such a big mess about Trump and his classified documents found in Mar-a-Lago. Let's raid his home. Another thing done to this man. Let's raid his home when Hillary, who was Secretary of State, had no business having these classified documents, had no legal authority to declassify. Okay? What did she get? Nothing. Nothing. Also, Hillary paid for the Steele dossier. Do you guys remember that? The Steele dossier that, oh my gosh, Russia is, you know, peeing on a bed and Russia and all the Trump and is collaborating with Putin. All of that, a big bogus lie created by Steele, who created a dossier, who Hillary paid for the dossier. Now, that is election interference, because if somebody finds out that the opposition really paid for a bunch of bogus and was propagating it out onto the American people and they paid for it, right? Doesn't that spin an election? Doesn't that maybe possibly spin how people think? When they think that Trump is really a Russian and he's in bed with Putin? I mean, honestly, like that's election interference. That, and then her team filed it as under like a lawyer type. What did I write down? She filed it incorrectly. It was really an FEC violation, right? Federal Elections Committee came along and they're like, hey, this could have impacted your campaign. And they told her that. And she got in trouble. Did you even know about this? Did you even know that this happened last year? That she illegally filed paying for the Trump dossier under a different expense when it really should have been filed under an election filing? And she didn't do that. So she got a slap on the wrist and paid a fine. Now, what are they doing with Trump? There's not even proof that this was an election, a financial election violation, right? If they're saying that he allegedly had some fling with Stormy Daniels, okay? He has a fling with Stormy Daniels. Whether that's true or not, I don't care. It's none of my business, right? I vote on policy. So, okay. So he has a fling or whatever, allegedly, and pays her. To be quiet, not talk about it. Is that, your neighbor could do that. Is that suddenly like a campaign finance violation? Like, yeah, your next door neighbor could have just paid another woman off so that his wife doesn't know about it. Is that suddenly, that's a private matter. Do I condone that? No. Do I think that's good? No. But, and we don't even know if he did it, but that's has nothing to do with campaigns. Has nothing to do with financial violation in a campaign. But they're going to try to get it on that. Okay? And they're trying to move it up. It's just a misdemeanor. But they're trying to make it like a felony. And this guy, Bragg, that's bringing the charges, Bragg is known, okay, for reducing felony charges. He's reduced over 52% of the felony charges that are brought to him. He's reduced them to misdemeanors. So now he's trying to up the misdemeanor to a felony. It's madness. It's another attack. It's another attack. And it's another, because the globalists can't have it, right? Can't have it. Soros, Klaus Schwab, you know, you're going to own nothing and you'll love it by 2030. You can't have pro-America out there. You can't have, we love this country and patriotism and the Constitution and the rights of the individual. No. It's groupthink. It is communism. It is everybody will be under the elitist, and you will do as the elitists say. And if you don't, well, we're going to put you in an internment camp or the gulags for you. I mean, that's where we're heading. That's what they want. And the last thing these guys can have is somebody that's pro-America, pro-putting America first, out there swinging away. So it's been a battle since this guy came down the escalator. It's nonstop. It's nonstop. So here we are. This is where we are. And it's a mess. It's a real, real mess. And what do I think will happen from this? I have no idea. I mean, at this point, when this happened, when I got this news last night, like I knew it was happening. Like I knew it was going to happen. Like in my gut, I was like, there's no way that they're going to they're going to try to throw as much at Trump as possible. Like more indictments are coming. Like this is just the beginning. Like they have to completely take him down. Like they cannot allow this man to run for president. And then, oh my gosh, like happen to take it like he did in 2016. Like they cannot allow that. And some would say, you know, in 2020, but they cannot allow it. Okay. So they're going to do everything they can. And that's what we're witnessing. That's what's happening in front of our eyes. But when I watched this and when I heard this, like there was like a soberness that came over me. Even though I knew, I mean, this fight is just, it's a battle. It's a forever battle. Because we have now crossed over into a completely different territory as our country. Like once you do this, you can never go back. Like this was a decision that was made by the left to go after and to indict political opposition. This is what you do see in China. What was it like a few months ago? I saw the video of Xi Jinping, like they're getting ready to like re-elect him. And this guy and his opposition that has spoken out against him and that was possibly, you know, being considered for, you know, also running, they just came and the bunch of men came like in the middle of this whole, you know, ceremony type thing, and they escorted him out. I don't know if he's been heard from again. I don't know. I don't know if he's doing okay, but that's what they do. Right? I mean, Putin, how long has Putin been president of Russia? Like how long? Like, honestly, these guys, if you're just going to now get to the point because your policies are so pathetically horrible. I mean, nobody likes the inflation. Like you talk to lefties. Do you like paying double for everything right now? Do you like the prices at the gas pump? Do you like that? Are you enjoying that? Do you like watching the complete devaluation of your home? Do you like watching your 401k just completely get wiped out? Are you enjoying that? No, but that's Democrat policies. That's leftist policies. That's where it all leads. They can't have you prospering. They can't have you wealthy. They can't have you able to be completely untied to the government where you're truly free and you're not dependent. They can't have that. They have to wipe out your money. They have to take your money. They have to completely cripple you. Okay. And if everybody really started to think about it, they're like, I don't like these policies. Maybe I should vote differently. They can't have that. They can't have that. So what do? Let's just start locking up and arresting opposition. Because if people start to catch on, this could be bad. So let's just start arresting people. And let's start with Trump. Let's start with him. Let's go. Oh, I heard today, though, they're locking up a grandma for the January 6th whole fiasco. Yeah, a grandmother who did absolutely nothing wrong. She just walked into the Capitol when the police opened the doors for her to go in. But now they're locking up grandmas. So if you think they're going to stop at Trump, you're crazy. This doesn't stop with Trump. Okay. They're coming for every single individual that believes in this country, believes in individual liberty, believes in freedom, believes in our Bill of Rights. They hate you. They hate you. Okay. So this is just, unless we have a turnaround here, unless we have a complete and total turnaround, But, you know, I don't know how that happens. I mean, we have to be so aggressive in the 2024 election with, I mean, and Trump wants to do this. He wants to get behind ballot harvesting, everything legally done as much as possible. But in order to take this country back. Now, if you want to talk strategy, if you want to talk, how does this pan out for the 2024 election? What does this look like? I believe that this totally helps Trump in the primary. I mean, it just, if you were sleeping and you were part of like America First and you're like taking a little nap over here and you find out that Trump was indicted, you're going to wake up. You're going to wake up and you're not going to be very happy about it. So that just woke up a lot of people that were disengaged, that were like, I'm so over this. I'm exhausted from it. That woke them up. Now, will it wake up a middle America that just wants to watch a ball game and, you know, go to a movie and just, you know, let's just not listen to the news. Let's not listen to it. I don't know. I hope so. I don't know what it will take to wake up middle America, this middle part of America that's just like, you know, I don't want to, the news is so negative, you guys. I'm just going to check out for a while and not really engage because it's so bad. We get up and do something about it. I mean, I don't know. I don't know what else to tell you. Start talking to your neighbors, start calling your representatives, get engaged. Okay. They're locking up political opposition. At what point are you like, you know, maybe democracy really is at stake. Maybe I should do and get involved. Now, I'm not saying riot in the streets, completely opposed to that. And in fact, I think that's what they want. Okay. I wouldn't be surprised if, you know, they roll out a Ray Epps here on Tuesday to try to get people all riled up. Keep it cool. Do not play into that. Okay. Be level-headed and be intelligent here. They would love for a MAGA supporter, a Trump supporter, to do something completely irrational on Tuesday when they book Trump. Okay. They would just love it. Okay. Don't give them that. Do not give them that. Okay. You have to outthink your opposition. You can't be hysterical. You can't be irrational. You have to be level-headed and think, what is their long-term goal? Who do they want to run against in 2024? Who are they going to run in 2024? What's the long-term goal? Think strategy, okay? You got to be smarter than them. And also, when this mugshot comes out, and I'm going to end this here soon because I got to run, it's going to be the new MAGA hat. I mean, I know the left is like, oh, I cannot wait. I hope they perp walk him. I hope the mugshot is plastered everywhere. Yeah, so does Trump. I mean, my goodness, they are making this guy a legend, okay? He's now Paul Bunyan. He's William Wallace. The left is doing this. You're doing this, okay? They're gonna put that mugshot on t-shirts and rock them and be like, yeah, what up? I mean, it's not like good guys have never been arrested. Martin Luther King Jr. arrested, mugshot. We got a mugshot of him. We got a mugshot of all sorts of incredible people throughout history that have been arrested by this government. So it's not like, oh, it's just so bad. No. If I'm on Trump's team, you run with that. Run with that and own it. Okay? You're making him a legend, media. You're making him a legend, leftist. So maybe, I don't know, I would just use it to your advantage if you're on Trump's team. So yeah, those are my thoughts right now. Pray for this country though, because like I said, it was very sobering, last night when I heard that, cause I knew we've crossed over something now. Yeah. It's different. It feels different in my gut. It feels different when you pray on it. Something has changed. But you know what? Do you know what? God in heaven, he wasn't like, oh my gosh, they indicted Trump. I had no idea this was going to happen. He's totally outside of it. He sees it all. He sees it all. Okay. He is not removed. He is present. He is with us. He will never leave us. He will never forsake us. And he sees all of this. And we really do know how all of this comes to an end. And where we are in time is very important. I always come back to that, right? Like, I always come back to it because sometimes I'll get like, oh my gosh, oh no. But then I'll think, well, this has to happen and this has to happen in order for this to happen. Because in the Bible, it says this is going to happen. So maybe this has to happen for that to happen. Do you see what I'm, saying? So I don't get that riled up anymore. I mean, I don't. I feel like you are called for such a time as this. God has given you a voice. He's giving you gifts. He's giving you talents. He's put you on this planet for this time. He wants you to occupy until he comes. So you continue walking out what he's called you to do. You continue living your life, enjoying your kids, and making a difference and speaking up and speaking out when you see injustice take place. And that's what you can do. And that's what we're called to do. So that's it for now. God bless you guys. If more things start to happen, I might have to do another live, but I'm going to leave it at that. And like, pray, just pray. I mean, never underestimate the power of prayer, right? And I've said this before. I mean, God spoke this world into existence. Out of him came forth the planets. Out of him came forth the stars and the moon and the sun and all of creation. It came from his voice, right? You have power in your tongue. You have authority. And it depends on whether you give authority to your words or not. Like a lot of people, so I'm not going to start preaching now. A lot of people, they'll say they're praying, but then they'll also negate what they're praying for because they're speaking double, right? That's what James talks about. You're like, oh, I'm healed, but I also, I'm sick over here. So you got to decide what you are and what God says you are and what is to be when you speak. Because once you give weight to your words, they hold weight. They hold authority. They hold power. So when you pray and when you pray for this country, that holds weight, right? And remember, our battle, guys, Ephesians 6, our battle is not against flesh and blood, right? It's against principalities and rulers and wickedness in heavenly places. Like, that is where the battle is. And that's where we fight, right? That's where we fight. So, all right, you guys, God bless you. And we'll talk again soon. Have a great weekend. Okay. Bye, guys.